Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
The rich get richer. That's all I got to say. I mean, when the Nets added Blake Griffin on the buyout market, that was a lot, right? That was a little bit surprising. Like, wow, okay. And then LaMarcus Aldridge, who we had been hearing, you know, might go to Miami, and he decides to join the Nets, which I think surprised a lot of people because – It just didn't seem like that was possible, you know?
Yep, I was surprised when I heard the news.
And so, of course, Twitter went bananas. I mean, they're acting like Blake Griffin and LaMarcus Aldridge are still in their prime. You know, these guys are older, and Aldridge is 35.
Yeah, but for what they need them to do, though.
Jacob Pertl in San Antonio.
But for what they need him to do on that team, it's not a lot. So that's why
I agree with that. But I'm just saying, people are all this, it's unfair. It's this, it's that. That they're acting like he's still that perennial all-star.
Right. Like he's 30 years old, not 35.
Right. And Blake, of course, is 32, but not what he used to be. But Rob, as you said, what you're seeing with the Nets, and you see it with other teams too, when they're stacked like this, when you've got three superstars, and to be honest, we've only seen two recently. Yep. But when you've got two super-duper stars, the role players, they just need to be – they get better.
Right?
Because those other guys draw so much attention.
Absolutely. You're going to get open looks. All the other stuff is there. And we've seen Harden pass the basketball to those guys, Chris, if they're open. So it's not like you're just standing around watching those guys play. And if you don't take those other players seriously, they'll hurt you. We've seen it.
And Blake looks very good.
He has
17 points in 20 minutes against Detroit.
Yep. That's all you can ask for in that situation. And they won a game that in Detroit by 1 point. They got the win. That's what good teams do, Chris.
And all they had was Harden as far as their superstars.
Yep. And Detroit played well that game. They came out and they gave it a go, and they still couldn't beat them. And now Durant is what, a week away? Is that what Nash said?
He's out the rest of this week. So
right. So it could be, hopefully. But it could be, yeah. Once they get him back, I don't know how many games they're losing.
They host Minnesota. What'd you say?
I said after they get him back and he's, I don't know how many games they're losing. They've won 17 out of 20 now. Is that what the number is?
Yeah.
And look, they play Minnesota. They got like three easy games the next three games.
They got Minnesota tonight with Kyrie. Right. But Rob, check this out, Rob G, because I think they're 15-3 without Durant this year. But check that out, Rob, if you can. That's the best record in the NBA. Like, that would be, you know what I'm saying? So without Durant, they've got the best record in the league.
Right. That what does that say?
Well, tell you what, Rob, the good thing for Nets fans is that his game is the type of game that should, you know, there's always a little adjustment, but he should be able to drop in fairly seamlessly. Because of the way
I agree with that. You know? I agree. I don't think he's going to be a problem or, what are we doing here? No, I think the players know what kind of ball player he is, what he brings to the table. He's the best player on that team, and I don't think that they're going to go away from him or keep doing what they were doing once he's there. And I think everybody will adjust. I really
do. Absolutely. And now, I've picked them to win it, as have you. They need to get on the floor together. I mean, I get it that it's gone really well and they just gotten together, but they need to start playing together and get their chemistry honed. It's obviously already good, but they need to get it honed to where they're a smooth running machine. So there's that. But Rob, what we want to bring up, and I'm not even going to say it. I'm going to let you say it. You got this great saying.
I've been saying it for a while. You know that if you listen to our show, and I've always said LeBron James started MySpace and Kevin Durant started Facebook. I was going to say Facebook.
And is actually Twitter.
Right. Or Instagram now. I mean, But my point was when LeBron did his big three in Miami and he put it together and he had the big on stage, spectacular, and dancing girls and confetti and not two, not three, not four. Remember that? Remember they were saying they were going to win 7 championships.
Right.
Right, Alex? Right. You got that? That wasn't Chris. He didn't say that on happenstance, right? He thought he had built this super team that couldn't be beat.
Not three. Right. Not four.
Absolutely.
Not five.
I mean, right?
Not six.
He didn't say that on jest. He really thought he had built this great team that was going to be hard-pressed. And they went to the finals 4 years in a row. They won 2. They lost 2. But now this is a new level. And I believe that LeBron, you reap what you sow. He started this. And now I think the NBA's turned into the ABL. Anybody but LeBron. That's where we are now.
So explain that. Unpack that. So are you saying like the rest of the players in the league are against him or what? Now,
I think that there's a degree of like LeBron did this thinking he was going to, you know, run the place and stack the deck and make it work for him. You know, like, I'm not letting a general manager do this. I'm going to build my team. I'm going to get the best players. And for people who are like crying, Chris, and boo-hooing about this ain't fair to LeBron, LeBron went out and tried to get Kawhi and Anthony Davis to join him at the Lakers.
Right, absolutely.
They had money to get Kawhi. It could have been a done deal if Kawhi was a different guy. What would have changed, Chris? He would have been playing in his hometown, L.A., right? He's from suburban LA. Right. He's playing at the Staples Center where he is right now playing. What would have changed? They probably would have won four championships in a row. Kawhi could have done his load management, could have done whatever he wanted with those three, and it would have been a piece of cake, but Kawhi wanted no part of it. That's really what we're talking about. So for people to look at the Nets now and cry and say, like, oh, everybody's just trying to, they need this to beat a 36-year-old guy. No. Who was LeBron trying to beat when he tried to get Kawhi? Who was he trying to beat, Chris, that he needed Kawhi to?
No, the only person you could say is Steph. But the point you're making is understood. Stop. This is, and this is where I disagree. I agree with everything you said. LeBron started this.
He did.
He started this.
Yep.
This is the era of, it's not the first era of super teams. Larry Bird had a super team in Boston. Magic Johnson had a super team with Kareem with the Lakers. All right. There have been, the Lakers had a super team before that with Jerry West, Wilt Chamberlain, Elgin Baylor, and Gail Goodrich. There have been, even Boston, right? The big three in 2008 that won the championship. The difference is now today's super teams are player generated. LeBron got AD to LA, tried to get Kawhi there. Kawhi goes to the Clippers, and the Clippers aren't technically a super team. We tend to think three superstars.
No, not right.
But they are, you know, they're elite, an elite team, and that's because not only Kawhi went there, Rob, but he got Paul George to go there too.
But in the Paul George case, they had to give to get. They had to trade to get him. So
right, but there's
a little different.
I mean, LeBron got traded technically to Miami. I mean, it's players, like, if Kawhi doesn't reach out to Paul George and recruit him, he's not going to Oklahoma City and saying, you know what, can you guys trade me? So that's what I mean. And then, of course, in Brooklyn, they're hanging out with Harden in the summer. And they say, you know what? It'd be great if all three of us could play together. So that's what I mean, player generated. Like, these are the brainchilds of the players, not front office executives. So you are absolutely right. LeBron started it, and all the Laker fans and LeBron fans, and I like LeBron and all that, but you can't complain because he did start this. And what Durant has done is just one-up him what appears to be twice, certainly when he went to Golden State.
Yep.
And now if this works out the way it looks like it's going to work out, then he one-upped him again.
And if you wind up blocking LeBron. Go ahead.
Right. You can't. LeBron had every intention of doing the same thing.
Right.
If I try to cheat on my wife but just can't get with nobody, and I'm as bad as the dude that cheats on his wife because he was successful. You know what I'm saying? Intention is important. So LeBron had the intention of building this type of team, and he did. He couldn't because Kawhi turned it down. Durant was just successful in doing it.
Yep.
That's all there is to it. That's the only difference. So the where I disagree with you is that I don't think players – now, I think Durant definitely has LeBron in his mind. Like, yeah, you know, I want to beat him. You know what I mean? He had all that in Miami. They beat us. I never won it in Oklahoma City. You know, I want to do what he – because Durant has followed LeBron at virtually every turn. I mean, really, LeBron starts his media company, Durant starts a media company. LeBron goes to a super team, Durant goes to a super team. Now, you know, he's doing it again. And like you said, he's one-upping him. So I think Durant thinks that way, Rob.
Right.
But I don't think other players are like, yo, like cheering because Durant looks like he may stick it to LeBron again. I don't think that. I think other players are upset because they see these stacked teams being formed.
Yeah, it's definitely not good for the NBA. I said this on Colin's show a long time ago that LeBron ruined the NBA. I'm going to stick with that because I do believe, Chris, this is just, I can't prove it, that if LeBron stayed put, I doubt we'd have the movement that we've seen in the NBA. I'm not saying that nobody would move or become a free agent, but I just don't know. Durant could still be in OKC. If LeBron stayed put, you know, and some of the other moves, Dwight Howard, huh?
Right. I agree. Like, look.
Because you follow the guy to lead him.
I don't think LeBron's ruined the NBA. I think this is actually great for the NBA. And I think super teams, like I said, the 80s was all Boston and L.A. for the most part. They were super teams and people loved it. So I don't think this is bad, but I do agree with your point that if LeBron doesn't do it first, I really mean this. I don't think it would have even entered Kevin Durant's mind to go to Golden State. And if it did, I think it would have been like, come on, there's no way. I can't do that. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I just don't think it would have. Now, I could be wrong. And then, you're right, players are moving around and trying to form these types of teams. So,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Merriman. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
It was, man, what a transparent conversation or press conference that the 49ers held today. My goodness, GM John Lynch.
Just put it all on the table.
Oh, my gosh. It was, kudos to them. I mean, maybe, I don't know. Is it smart to do all this? But they admitted they're picking a quarterback with the third pick that they got from Miami in the trade. And, you know, we all knew it was coming, but they admit it. And they also admit they're keeping Jimmy Garoppolo. But they also admitted that Jimmy G is kind of, this is a direct quote, a little pissed off. So they put it all out on the table. Rob G's got a quote, a money quote. From, is this Lynch or Shanahan?
This is Shanahan. I wish we had the sound, but we don't. But this is exactly what he said, Chris. You alluded to it. I'm sure, talking about the trade, Jimmy was a little pissed off from it, just like I would be too. But the more mad Jimmy gets, usually the better he gets. Jimmy just gets madder and stays healthy. This is going to be a good thing for Jimmy too, which could be a great problem for the Niners. End quote.
The maddest, the madder.
Is it madder. Mad? It gets madder or more mad?
I bet you it's one of those where you can do either, but we can have somebody look that up, but I bet you it's an either or.
You know what? I don't think I've ever written madder. I just think that that doesn't, I would say more mad. Okay. I'm just saying.
But you've written maddest. Is maddest? I don't know. Who's the maddest?
Well, he was a pretty good football announcer. Oh, that's Madden. I'm sorry.
all right. So it's interesting.
Alex, nothing. No,
here's what I got to
funny.
Say, Rob. Here's what I'm saying to that. Jimmy G has no right to be upset. None whatsoever. I'm sorry. The 49ers are picking a quarterback because they don't trust you to stay healthy. That's it. Okay, he's not Peyton Manning. He's not Aaron Rodgers. Fine. But I think if he stayed healthy, I don't think they'd be thinking this. Because they obviously can get to a Super Bowl with him and be up 10 with 8 minutes to go with him. His record is 24-8 as a starter, 22-8 in San Francisco. And that same bunch of guys he wins 22 out of 30 with in San Francisco, they lose well over half of their games. But about 70% of their games when he doesn't play. So he is a winner, and you can win with him. But he's never healthy. This year he played 6 games. 2 years ago, he played a full season. They go to the Super Bowl. The year before that, he plays 3 games. Rob, there was a story today on Pro Football Talk where a former tight end for the Patriots who was there with Jimmy G in New England. He said the Patriots players thought he was good, but they thought he was too fragile. They didn't think he could stay healthy. His name was Jermaine Wiggins. He said the players thought, here's a quote, they used to look at Jimmy G a little sideways. Like he kind of a little bit Mr. Glass. Can't really depend on him. Can't stay on the field.
I thought they looked at him sideways because he took porn stars out to restaurants for dinner. No?
Well, that started in San Francisco.
Oh, okay. Yes, Big Daddy.
I'm just saying.
But he and he, Rob, when Brady was out for those four games, suspension from
for cheating,
deflate gate?
For cheating. Yep, for cheating. Go
deflate
ahead.
Gate. Say it.
Yep.
Cheating, whatever. Okay. He played two games and got hurt. So my point is, Jimmy G, come on. You can't say a thing because you can't stay on the field. Okay. So if I'm San Francisco,
here's my pushback to you. Yes, he can.
Why?
Because his point is, he's had some injuries. Things happen, Chris. But when he does play, you win at a high clip. And you did. You were in the Super Bowl. And yes, did he miss that pass, Chris? Yes, he did. But the reason they lost the Super Bowl was because of coaching. Shanahan, what they did at the end of that game made absolutely no sense with a 10-point lead and 8 minutes to go, and they were running the ball with success. So if I'm him, I feel like, you know, yes, I've been out. I can't help getting injured. I'm not trying to get injured, Chris. It happens. And there are players like that,
right.
And you have to sometimes shake the injury bug. Matthew Stafford, his first couple years with the Lions, was a China doll. He kept getting hurt, separated shoulder, this, that. People didn't even think the first, I don't remember, it might have been the first 2 years or 2.5 years, Chris, if this guy was going to be able to stay healthy and do anything. And what he's done is shake off the injury bug, and then he's had a long career. And I ain't won no playoff games or no division titles or anything, but he's put up a lot of numbers. Right, and he's been healthy for a long time now. Right, over eight.
He was
eight
like
or nine
this
years,
dude, though, Rob.
I'm just
he
saying.
He wasn't nothing like this dude.
No, but I understand. But I'm saying early on he was injured, and I understand
he
why
wasn't
Jimmy
injured
G
like this guy
would feel yeah. bad or feel like I got you to a Super Bowl. I've won at an 80% clip. Whatever the clip is, it's pretty damn high, and you want to move off of me?
I think they're just getting insurance. Now, if they draft, whoever they draft, if he shows them in practice that he's the
real
deal. Oh,
he's
going
to be the quarterback. They ain't drafting him for looks. You know
no,
what I mean?
No, I agree. But I'm saying if Jimmy G comes out and plays great, stays healthy, number one. And you heard Shanahan throw that in. Stay healthy.
Well, no,
and plays
I get
great,
that. It's a part of the equation.
He'll remain. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he plays great, they get to the NFC Championship or the Super Bowl or something, they will keep him. I believe. I mean, how can you not if he plays that well? But I've got to get insurance. I'm sorry. And you're right about how much success he's had. But this dude's injured way too much. It's not like Matt Stafford. I think he played 10 games his rookie year, got hurt his second year. And then from that point on, he's played 16 games every year, essentially. Like this guy. And again, the fact that it goes back to New England. You know, so
no,
and
he
was obviously a back. Like, some guys are just fragile physically, you know?
I get it.
Some guys just don't, you know. So he's good, but I can't blame them for getting some insurance. Because, Rob, you've seen it. No matter how good everybody else is around quarterback, when they lose him, their season is over.
No, I'm not saying that you can't have a viable backup and somebody who can come in and play. Because I've always said this, you're only as good as your backup quarterback in the NFL. Seriously. Because that's how good you are. If you lose that main guy, most teams are right in the tank. You can't have like a scrub sitting there right. who can't play.
All right, well, let's move. Stick with the NFL, but a lot of complaining now. Alvin Kamara, the latest big star to come out and really take it, complain about the 17-game schedule, which the owners are going to vote on tomorrow.
Chris, I like this. They don't know if they're going to vote on it. What, more money? Another game from the networks? Chris, really? They're going to – who's voting against the 17th game for the kind of money that they're talking about?
Getting hit.
Right? I mean, are you kidding? They've had empty stadiums, no parking money, no concessions. You don't think they want it?
Right.
Man, they're going to vote that. 100%. I doubt anybody votes against that game. But you know what's funny is that there were some big-time players, if you remember, Chris,
Aaron
when
Rodgers.
This first came out. Aaron Rodgers
Richard Sherman.
Those were the two guys who were very outspoken about 17 games.
Yeah, and that's the thing. So Alvin Kamara and a few other guys, Darius Slay, they've come out, Cam Jordan, and complained about it. Which, Rob, you and I have been saying from day one, this is not a second guess. This is a first guess.
A first guess.
Right. Yes. We have been saying all that madness the NFL's been talking about, concussions and safety and health, we're concerned about this and that. Then why in the world would you add another game?
Makes no sense.
If you're concerned about their health, right. Don't tell me you care about the player's health and then you give them another game to play.
You're putting them in harm's way one more day, no other bye week, Chris. You got a chance of people getting hurt, and it doesn't make any sense because there was nothing wrong with the schedule.
Not
16 games is perfect. What? Really? We need to go into January and now push the Super Bowl back another. For what reason?
Money, as you know.
Yeah.
That's it. And the players got to look in the mirror. We've talked about their weak union. We've talked about that from the beginning, too. The union went with it. And here's the challenge. They went with it, Rob, because they get more money. And those guys that aren't making a lot probably were like, hey, we'll do it. But you know what? A lot of the guys that aren't making a lot aren't the guys playing either.
No, I know. But they make up 60%
right
of the rank and file membership. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So that's the problem you have in that league where those guys who have whose careers average 3.5 years, Chris, they have more say.
Yep.
So that's why those guys are hungry to make money. And they're the ones voting just for more paychecks. And the guys who have more at stake are minuscule when it comes to that. And that's why the owners have been able to own the union. I mean, they have bent the union over, and they own the Players Association. I'm sorry. It's as bad as it gets.
Yeah, I think it's the worst union of the three.
It is.
Sports. You know, I mean, obviously baseball is the best. And basketball's solid.
Second, yep.
Yeah.
No, basketball's good. They got guaranteed contracts.
Right.
They got the stuff that they're supposed to have. And if the players were together, the NFL could have it too, Chris. And you know what I mean by that is I would rather see NFL players with real 2 or 3 year guaranteed contracts, seriously, rather than a phony 8 year contract that they could void out the last 4 years.
Right.
What's the difference?
Right. No, I agree. All right, 877-99 on Fox. We're throwing it out to you, 877-996-6369. What do you guys think? I mean, look, we all love football here, but do we really need a 17th game?
Yes.
No.
We love the schedule the way it is. What's wrong with 16 games? What happened, Chris?
Right. And look, I'm not going to be complaining because I love my Sundays in football season. I'm watching all the games and all that. But I don't think it's right. I don't think it's fair. Football ain't this. It's like boxing.
Yep.
I mean, you know what I mean? It's not basketball or baseball. You don't
baseball,
just
we play every day, Chris, for
deal.
6 months. You know what I mean? Nobody's getting hurt.
Right.
Every day for 6 months.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Our next guest is a world champion boxing trainer, ESPN commentator, and the host of The Fight with Teddy Atlas. I say this, I could listen to Hubie Brown talk NBA all day, and I could listen to Teddy Atlas talk boxing all day, and I mean that. Teddy, welcome to the Odd Couple.
Hey, thank you, guys. Appreciate it very much.
No doubt.
So this isn't boxing. I see you're moving into MMA a bit too. What you predicted a knockout by Francis Ngannou, and obviously Stipe Miocic is a great fighter, great champion. But what made you feel like Ngannou was going to catch him, and he knocked him out early in the second round?
Well, there's a couple of things. First of all, you know, guys, I always say it, I always preach it, that having power is only part of the equation. You know, you have to have a delivery system. You have to have a way to get it to the target. Otherwise, it's kind of like a military weapon where, you know, you have an explosive, you have a bomb. If you don't have a missile to get it to the target, what good is it? It blows up and makes a hole in the ground. And, yeah, up until now, I mean, with a certain level, he's gotten it to the target, obviously. But at a certain other level, he hasn't. And I just felt that over the last 3 years, he had 3 years to improve in those areas, technically. He improved. Yeah. He got better. He did what he was supposed to do. It doesn't always happen, but it happened. And I thought because of that improvement of the delivery system in those areas, that now he had a better chance to get that bomb, you know, that big eraser to the target. And as I always say, punches are born. They're not made. And either you have that kind of pure power or you don't. And Ganyu has that. He was born to be a puncher. So, again, a combination of believing that his technique had improved and also the moment that he had felt the moment. He had breathed the rarefied air. You know, the first time he played on that kind of stage, 3 years ago, he fought Miocic, who's the greatest heavyweight UFC champion of all time. He's the GOAT. There's no doubt about that. And the first time he fought him, he'd never been on that stage. He'd never breathed that air before. Never. And that air is thin, and you got to be used to it. And he finally got a chance to understand what it was going to feel like, and it makes all the difference in the world. I thought that he burned up fast that first time, you know, and he lost his conditioning quickly, not necessarily because his conditioning wasn't optimal physically, but mentally. At 75% of my game in boxing, and the same for the UFC, it's mental. That he hadn't been there. He didn't know what it felt like. And it got the better of him. And so I felt a combination of knowing that he'd been there before, knowing what it was going to feel like, breathing that rarefied air, that he would be ready for that, and that his technique, his delivery system, would have been improved. And then when you add that in to the fact that not only did he have 3 years to improve, but I would always say on ESPN when I was going to fights at ringside, and I say on my podcast, that you don't judge a fighter's age chronologically. I always judge it by the amount of punches and the amount of tough fights that he's been in. So if you look at it that way, Miocic, who was 38, he was older. Because 3 years ago, after that fight, he had three more tough fights with DC, Daniel Cormier, a great UFC fighter. And he won two of the three, but they were all tough. And he got knocked out in one. So I just felt that was going to show that there's a deterioration. As I said, there's an aging that takes place when you take punishment as a fighter. So I figure when you weigh all the things I just said, and then you look at the younger Ngannou improving, getting a delivery system, having been there before. For me, when I handicapped it and I put all that together, I said, you know what? There's only going to be one result here. I know a lot of people were picking Miocic for the, and I get it. He was a more developed fighter, more seasoned fighter, more experienced fighter. He was a former Gold Glove champion in the amateur box. He was a collegiate wrestling star. I get it. He was better in all those areas.
Hey,
but this guy changed.
Hey, Teddy,
changed.
And Ngannou winning Saturday night, everyone started right away talking about possibly fighting a John Jones Jr., and how would those two match up? And is that a fight you would like to see, that those two?
Yeah, I'd like to see because John Jones is iconic. I like to see iconic people. you want to see what they can pull off because they're special. They do magic. They do things that aren't supposed to be done. So this is a special guy, special talent. One of those lifetime, once-in-a-lifetime talents, John Jones. So, listen, he's got a big mountain to climb, you know, to do this. I mean, he's a smaller man moving up with a giant of a man and a giant of a man who's improved technically and knows how to use his power better now. So that's a hell of a mountain to overclimb or to climb. But the guy is so special. He's been such a special talent, John Jones. And there is precedence for it. You know, if you remember, at least in my sport, where Michael Spinks, a great light heavyweight champion and an Olympic gold medalist, great light heavyweight champion. He put weight on. He put it on the right way. He got a guy that knew how to put it on the right way. And he went up and he fought Larry Holmes, who was undefeated at the time, trying to break Rocky Marciano's record of 49-0 or tie it. He put the weight on as a light heavyweight, went up to heavyweight. Everyone said he was too small. And he won.
Yep.
He actually wound up beating him twice because he beat him in a rematch. So it can be done, and it's intriguing. But I tell you, he's got a hell of a journey in front of him to get it done against Ngannou, who, as I said, not only has the power, but now he's got the delivery system.
If Teddy, obviously MMA is getting bigger and bigger, but boxing is still king, especially when you look at the purses that these guys make in these big, you know, championship fights in boxing. Do you think if Ngannou beats John Jones and maybe has a couple more defenses and just becomes the king of the sport? And I know he started out in boxing and you've worked with him in boxing. Could you see him or would you like to see him come to the boxing ring and maybe a super fight with whoever's the champ at that point, Joshua, Tyson Fury, whoever, Deontay Wilder even? Because, like, you know, we saw what – I know McGregor and Mayweather was kind of a joke, but you saw the interest and the money it generated. Do you think that's something possible, and would you like to see that? Could Ngannou even be in the ring with those guys?
His management would be brain dead if they weren't thinking. So, Chris, you could be a manager in boxing right away. No problem. you get right in. Because, listen, it's about making money. It's about being the best. It's about a legacy. I get it. All of those things, but it's about making money. It's about getting a step closer to getting out of the door. Out the door of a very dangerous, very difficult, very tough business. So, yeah, is it being thought? Can it be thought? Yeah. Can it make money? Yeah. Can he have a chance? Let me tell you, McGregor did not embarrass himself. He didn't. He lost. He got dominated at the end. He got stopped at 8, I think it was. I was there ringside covering him for ESPN. After 4 rounds, McGregor was ahead. But at the end, it was only going to be one winner. It was going to be the fighter, the world champion fighter, Mayweather. But still, he didn't embarrass himself. Now, I'm not saying when you put him in with a world champion, you mentioned the three of them, Fury, Joshua, Wilder. When you put him in with those guys had amateur experience. Those guys are world champions. Those guys do one thing. They box. They're going to have a huge edge. Even with a big guy, and they're big. They're big. So he's not going to have a big advantage with size. So they're going to have a big advantage at the end of the day. But Ngannou has that one thing. Again, you know, you guys are watching basketball right now. You're covering the NCAA. What do the coaches always say? The guy's got something we can't teach. And that's what he's got. He's got power. Now, and power is a great eraser. And it can even things off real quick. But I'm going to throw one at you. Since we're talking and thinking like promoters, like managers, like guys that make money in that sport, I'll tell you one. You guys, maybe you should, well, I guess y'all are sitting down. But here's one. How about Ngannou? Listen, everything's going this direction, right? The craziness, the money, the event-driven ideas.
Right.
You know what I'm about to say. You know what I'm about to say.
Go ahead. Spit it out, Teddy.
Ngannou and Mike Tyson.
Oh, my. Come on now.
Come on. Come on.
He's too old, Teddy. You know that. Teddy, he's too old.
Once you finish shaking your head with the absurdity of the age, the whole thing, and then you think about the money, you think about the direction that these things are going in, that they're doing in boxing, that they're doing with the guys that watch the video games and everything else that's going on, right? When you think about it, you're going to tell me that that's not a possibility? Come on. Come on.
Yeah, people would love to see a train wreck. I think so. And Mike Tyson is too old, isn't he, Teddy?
Yeah, I mean, you know, and they're paying money for that seat to see it.
Oh, they would pay. I don't even doubt that.
It would be – there's no doubt about that. You make a good point. I got to throw this at you, Teddy, because I was saying this before the McGregor-Mayweather fight, and we got about a minute for your answer.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was saying – you know, McGregor was known for his knockout power, but I was like, I bet you Mayweather, as light as he punches, hits harder than McGregor, because I got to believe a boxer – hits harder than an MMA guy because you're always using your fist versus the other things you use in UFC. Is that accurate, or what are your thoughts on that?
Not 100%. McGregor's a good puncher, and it equates from his sport to boxing. It equates. But part of where you're right is that the edge to Mayweather is timing. Timing, technique. You know, he's a more sophisticated guy. And if you're more sophisticated, as I just said about Ngannou, in delivering the punch, well, then whether you're as good a puncher or maybe a little less, you're going to be more efficient, more effective, because you're going to land it at a higher quality or a higher number and with a better efficiency.
There it is. The great Teddy Atlas, man. Teddy, We enjoyed it. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Teddy.
Appreciate you guys, too.
Yep. Check him out on his podcast, The Fight with Teddy Atlas.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.